Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thank you for joining us. By the way, our feedback email, ccrecap@gmail.com. Send us a line. Well, a new Michigan State University study shows the state's agriculture industry contributes over $90 billion to Michigan's economy. Over 600,000 jobs can directly be connected to Michigan's food and agriculture business sector. So the destruction we're seeing in this year's crops, specifically fruit crops, due to the high temperatures in March, could have a devastating impact on our economy. To talk about just how bad things are, I'm joined by Mark Longstroth. He is an MSU Extension small fruit educator. Mark, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Well, how are you tonight, Mike? Thanks for asking.
Very good, and certainly great to have you here. So let's start by understanding what happened. Was it clear right away in March when we were hitting 80 degrees that we were in deep trouble?
Well, yeah, it was. To the fruit growers, they understood that we had those 2 weeks of, I like to say we had 2 weeks of June and March there. And by the end of March in southwest Michigan where I'm at, all the tree fruit had bloomed. And normally we have quite a few freeze events in April when before the plants bloom, and so everybody was really worried that we were 6 weeks ahead and we wouldn't have any fruit left when May finally came.
So what's occurred then? The trees have bloomed, the freezes kicked in. What was the effect?
Well, so we had quite a few freezes during April, and each one of them seemed to hit a different crop or a different region hard, but essentially the freezes that we had the last weekend in April caused an awful lot of damage, and a lot of us like to say that they're the broom that swept clean. So most of the fruit growers in Michigan are looking at little, if any, crop. There are people who have apples and peaches and sweet cherries, but they're the exception and not the rule.
So have you been out to these fields, or are we talking an entire field, nothing is growing at all now?
Oh, no. I mean, the apple trees look quite healthy, except they don't have very many apples on them. Peaches look good, and cherries look good, except they don't have any cherries on them. But the trees themselves aren't killed, and so the growers are looking at having to maintain the health of the tree. They don't have to spray for insects that would get into the fruit because they're not going to be picking any fruit or harvesting any fruit, but they're also not going to get any income from the crop that they have. We also have a really significant blueberry industry here in the state, and right now blueberries look okay. We were looking at probably a record crop, but now we'll have a good crop of blueberries, so the blueberry guys are smiling.
I see, but basically there's nothing that can be done to change the outcome here. This year's crop is wiped out. What do you think the impact is going to be then financially on the state? How big of a hole is this going to cause?
Well, the Michigan fruit industry, apples bring in like $100 million, and blueberries about the same. Cherries and grapes bring in $20 to $50 million, depending on the year. And then there's the process industry. So the entire Michigan fruit industry in aggregate, from a new report that came out not too long ago, was estimated at $323 million.
Should we expect then prices to be substantially higher also at the supermarket, or will other areas of the country be able to easily replace this lost production?
Well, many other areas of the country will be able to replace that production, but the price will be higher. I mean, we're going to get apples from Washington State and from the other areas in the eastern United States, but Michigan and New York are the number two and number three producers and produce not quite, but almost all the processing fruits. So for canned or for pie filling and for applesauce and whatnot, those processors, many of whom are here in Michigan, are just wondering what are they going to do? Where are they going to be able to get apples to even run their plants.
What about, I know your specialty is fruit, but when we talk about the staples here in the agriculture industry, soy and corn, were they also hit? And if so, just how devastating was the effect on those products as compared to the fruit?
Well, actually, no. The field crops like corn and soybeans are doing really quite well. You know, there were some people that went out there and planted early, but there were quite a few people that planted when the opportunity came along. And corn is coming up right now, and soybeans are going in the ground. So for those crops, things look quite well. Vegetables weren't really affected because they weren't planted real early. We had a bunch of people that went out and tried to plant some just to see if they could get that market advantage from getting plants in the ground mm-hmm. a month early, but most of those didn't quite make it. So it's really fruit.
When you look at an event like this, I mean, is this a once-in-100-year type event, or is this something that happens once in a while and we may just not be aware of it as a public?
I think it's once in a lifetime event. There was a similar situation in 1945 where we had a very warm week in March, apparently, and they all got started early. And so the fruit growers that remember 1945 remember that most of them didn't have fruit, and the people who did have fruit made out quite well. But this is a pretty unusual event for us to get really hot weather in March.
Well, we certainly have spikes like that in temperature. Was it the sequential days? I mean, if it had lasted maybe a single day or two, would that have averted the blossoming of the trees?
Oh, yeah, that's correct. It's not unusual to get warm weather in March, and I can remember days when we've gone up to 80, but we certainly don't normally have 2 or 3 weeks when essentially the temperature's in the 80s every day, and the nighttime temperature was 60. And I think if we'd had just a couple of warm days and then it had gone back to staying around freezing most of the day, then the fruit crops wouldn't have taken off. But the fact that they had 2 weeks of summer to go from being asleep from winter to where are the bees, my flowers are open, it was really something I never expect to see in my life again when a different type of tree fruit opens up and goes to full bloom every day of the week. It was just amazing.
Well, we certainly hope it doesn't happen again. Mark Longstroth, an MSU Extension small fruit educator. Mark, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
And thank you for asking, Mike.
When we come back, we're going to be joined by State Senator Bert Johnson. He's going to go up against a titan in Detroit politics, U.S. Representative John Conyers. We'll talk about what he thinks his chances are and why he's going from state politics to the federal government, or hoping to. That is next. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.